You know, certainly, obviously it's our last win. And so, you know, I thought we did a good job of distributing the ball, kind of getting it around to some different guys. I thought Quiz did a nice job for us in that short passing game. So, you know, I certainly expect them to adjust to that and to have some different things lined up for that. And we'll try and, you know, get that going, but also counter to what they're doing. But I think the biggest thing is we know that they're a team playing with some confidence right now. You can throw the records out. I mean, when you look at what they've done the last 2 weeks on the defensive side of the ball, I think they've played really, really well.
Matt, talk about a feel for Steven Jackson right now. I mean, he came in, obviously, the guy who had some great success and was kind of looking forward to showing what he could do on a really good team, and obviously it hasn't gone like he's wanted this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's everybody, you know. I think everybody's disappointed and frustrated with where we're at. We understand that. Steven's, you know, great teammate, good guy to be around, got a lot of really good insight. And, you know, I think he's keep plugging away. And that's part of the deal. That's part of what you have to do.
Can you talk about Darrell Revis? Looks like he's rounding back in the form.
Yeah, I think he – I mean, we all know what he's capable of doing and coming off the injury and coming back. I think certainly halfway through the season, a little more than halfway through the season, I think his game is at a high level. And I think he's playing really, really well. He's a guy that moves around a lot. They use him in a lot of different ways and move him around and try and take guys out of the game. And he's certainly somebody that we have to be aware of where he's at every snap.
You watch him Monday night, and what do you see that may be a little bit different this time around with them?
Yeah. Well, I think they're playing. I think the biggest thing is they're playing with confidence right now. You know, I think their defense is out there. When you look at the last two games, what they did against Seattle, and then what they did this past Monday night. I think they're playing with confidence and they're playing with great effort. And they're talented. I mean, their defense has been talented in their front seven with those guys, McCoy and Claiborne. They've been solid, rock solid. And I think they've got two really good young linebackers. And then in the back end, you know, you've got one of the best cover corners in the league. So I think they're playing with confidence right now, and I think they're playing really well.
Matt, you guys will take wins the way the season's gone any way you can, but how about just this week to try to get that first road win?
Yeah, it's certainly important for us. You know, we've got to focus on trying to find a way to get that done. And I think the way that you do that is you focus on playing well. I think that's probably the biggest thing. We got to work hard and play well. And that's kind of the mindset that I have, and I think the mindset that everybody in here has right now.
Is it as simple as just trying to get out? I mean, again, it's easier said than done, I would imagine, but getting out to a lead, I mean, you guys' record speaks for itself when you're up early, when you have that lead, the later and later the game goes.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we want to start fast, and that's something that we haven't done a good job of this year, specifically offensively. You know, that's something that we've prided ourselves on in the past, and we have not done a good job of that, and for whatever reason. And I think it's important, absolutely, to get off to a fast start, to get into a rhythm, and to establish a little bit of confidence. And you know, I think that'd be productive for us.
Matt, with the way things have gone here, I mean, do you think it's even necessary to bring up to the young guys, finish strong, keep it going? I know it's lean, but just keep going.
I mean, it shouldn't be. You know, it shouldn't be. I think everybody in here understands, you know, where we're at and still what's in front of us, you know, and you got to keep going. You got to keep moving forward and keep plugging away, and you got to take pride in what you do. You know, I think that's probably one of the biggest things. You know, day in and day out, you have to take pride in yourself and your play and as a unit, you know, what you're going to do. And I think that's probably the biggest thing right now is, you know, let's go out there and play well and do what we're capable of doing. And I think if you have that kind of small mindset, that you know, tight vision, I think that's going to be a good thing for us.
Levante David had the big sack the other night. What type of linebacker is he developing into down there for
that? He's really, really good. Extremely athletic. One of the better cover linebackers in the league, and I think he's leading their team in sacks too. I mean, he's flying around. They do a great job with using him in their pressure package. And typically from those athletic guys, you don't see them be as physical as he is, and he brings both. And it's a good combination, and he's tough to go against.
Do you suspect they'll try to use Revis on Harry since he had the big 149 game, or they'll move him around to Roddy and some other guys?
Yeah, you know, we have to kind of prepare for everything. We don't know what they're going to do, how they're going to try and defend us. But we have to make plans for whatever they do. If they match him to Roddy, if they match him to Harry, or if they keep him on a side, we have to prepare for all that.